turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we still got an hour to go on the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio at Gal Media having some fun, talking some sports and some other things.
I was waiting for one of these, but it's funny. Somebody texted, like, oh, Barry's a real tough guy talking on the radio, guy at the comedy show.
Oh, one of those texts were inevitable, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, but that was, I think, that was pretty funny, actually. So,
at least AJ was listening. At least we know he listens to the show.
He was like, hey, I've got a bone to pick about that. Okay, what is it? Because I don't care, but what is it? Yes.
I was going to say 713-780-3776. Join the program.
That is so funny, Joel. I should have totally done that.
Yes.
Oh, really? Something you want to dispute about the show? Give us a call. 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number.
Not sure you're aware of it. Get out of my way. 713-780-ESPN.
Get out of my way. I have to pee. Like, that's funny. Yeah, he was like, but I get AJ's point. He was like, yeah, but were those dudes there just to hang out at the brewery and you're doing comedy? No. That's the thing about it. If I've done shows like that. I've done shows at a bar or at a restaurant where people are there just to eat or drink. They don't know that it's comedy night. So I'm not going to begrudge someone talking or not listening at a bar that's part comedy, part hanging out.
Now, does the cover charge delineate?
So that's the thing. To get into this show, Jesse was at the front with a table. You had to pass him and pay $10 or show a ticket. Otherwise, you weren't allowed in the room. So everyone that was in that room knew and paid $10 and knew it was a comedy show. You are fair game if
that
you don't shut up.
That delineates you
Absolutely.
Are there for the comedy show.
Absolutely. And so is everyone else that paid their hard-earned $10. And in Conroe, that $10 is important.
No doubt.
I'm just kidding. I love Conroe. I live there. Don't hate me, Conroe.
It's close to cut and shoot.
I want to say no, it's not, but it totally is. Yeah.
Totally, it totally is.
It really is.
Yeah, it could have been shoot and cut if he started a fight with you. Could have been just on the reverse.
That's right. Willie B said, I'll swing for you, Barry. Suspect squad. I appreciate you, man. Yeah, there were a lot of guys there that were really nice and were like intervening and either trying to break us up or whatnot. So
should be another t-shirt after we get the first one. Suspect squad. I like it. You want to get Troy?
Mm-hmm.
Troy wants to get in here. What's up, Troy?
Follower of mine. Woohoo!
I had to be sure. Nick and I were talking in the break. I said, I think our Troy followed me.
So let me tell you the story. Me and my wife were watching Astros and Rockets kind of simultaneously. She says, I'm going to bed. You stay up as late as you want to. So about 30 minutes later, she comes back into the living room. She goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting me a Twitter account. She goes, a Twitter account? She goes, oh, Lord. She turns around, shaking her head all the way back to the bedroom. I got me one now. I'm not real sure how to navigate it. But anybody that doesn't have one, let me give you some advice. Don't try to watch two ball games at the same time and drink beer and try to navigate that damn thing. It don't work too good.
What is your Twitter handle, Troy?
Redneck 1-1, I think.
No. I have a bone to pick with you, Troy. You followed everybody except me. What's up with that, bro?
I'm trying to see.
Yes, I did. I clicked on you. It must have not worked. Like I said, I'm learning how to do it.
You sent me a message.
It's kind of addictive, man.
Well, yeah. Next thing you know, you're going to be posting nudes and trying to pick up women. And
today's the day, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, my wife probably wouldn't. No, I don't want to get kicked out of my home.
Yeah, I'm pretty hurt. You would follow Joel before you would follow me. That stings a lot,
found
Troy.
You, I found Nick. I found Joel. Actually, Joel's the last one that I found. That okay,
well, that's No, I am.
I'm now the last one. Unfollow you, Troy.
No, I'm the last one, Troy, because you haven't followed me yet. I didn't know how to find anybody. I feel like Joel and Charlie Palillo right now. I'm begging you for the follow, and I shouldn't have to do this. This is awful.
But I tried.
Welcome to Twitter in the 21st century, my friend. It must be hell. It must be hell trying to tweet on a flip phone. And I don't know, like, you know, you got to A3333 to get through all the numbers. Appreciate the call, Troy. It must take him forever to send a tweet. Most of Troy's tweets are going to be three letters or less.
Oh, did you see him?
No.
Oh, my God. Astros scored a run.
Yeah, he's got eight tweets.
So he's like every baseball writer in this city.
Rockets going to win.
Down to one pitch. Let's go, Stros.
Perfect. Yeah, he's literally like every baseball writer in town.
I just don't get all the excess. He went with the suggestion. Because there's like 18 numbers behind his Twitter handle.
There really is.
What is it? What is
Troy,
it?
Troy, though, T-H-O.
Yeah, at Troy, T-H-O.
527-01071.
Yep.
Why? I have no idea. That has to be the suggestion, right?
If Troy was drunk, totally, it could have been his phone number.
He's like, you know what I'll do? I'll just put my Social Security on here so I don't forget it.
And if I screw up and can't reach you, you can just use that number and get right with me.
Why did you put your Social Security? Well, it's just easier that way to remember my password. No, Troy, that's my past. Troy, stop telling people this info.
The thing is, I actually believe him when he says he tried to click on you to fall. Like, I believe the story.
I totally believe that. I clicked your name, and then I ended up on Pornhub. I don't know what happened. Totally get it. Oh, that's good stuff. Love you, Troy.
Yep. Thanks for calling, Troy. Always appreciate that. I was doing the same, going back and forth. Boy, Miley with a nice start, but really crushed me because, you know, they really didn't have many opportunities early on. Right after they tied the game. Right after they tied the game, seventh inning, and boom. Just like that. 2-1 lead, ball game over. Because Oakland's bullpen is no joke.
No, Oakland does have a good bullpen. I didn't get to watch it, obviously, being at the game. But, you know, you expect every once in a while you're going to run into some good pitching and your offense is going to struggle a little bit in a game here and there. But you ain't going to win them all.
No, you know what? And Miley to only give up two runs. And obviously it's disappointing because you tied the game at one. You get to the seventh. Chapman hits like a 450-foot bomb.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, you look at what they've been able to do. And as you mentioned, the fact that they've been putting up a lot of runs lately. You can't – this is major leagues. You're going to run into a buzzsaw every now and then or just have an off night. And the good thing is you weren't blown out and you had a chance. So you can't be too mad about that. They've been playing great baseball after 10 straight.
How about score some runs for Wade Miley?
Yeah.
He's given up three earnies, no earnies, three earnies, two earnies. And the games that he's pitched in, they lost 3-1. They won 6-0. They won 10-6. They lost 2-1. And his losses, he's just not getting any run support.
Right.
He gave up two earned runs and lost. He gave up three earned runs in six innings and lost. So, I mean, like, this, it's not that he's pitching bad.
No, absolutely. I mean, the safest thing you could say
330
is...
330 ERA?
When you look at it all, he's your Dallas Keuchel at $5 million a year.
Mm.
Because, you know what? I don't think Keuchel would be any better than that. Yeah. When you look at the numbers, the quality starts, the fact that, like you said, if he had any run production at all, he might be 4-0.
I mean, yeah. He's given up three earned runs and no earned runs in his wins, and he's gotten 16 runs.
Yep.
So... if you score for Wade Miley, he's going to give up two or three. He's going to, you know what you're going to get from Wade? Six innings, three earned runs. All you got to do is put up a four spot and you win
the
start.
The thing that I like
it.
Is, like, and you guys,
he's not great, but he's consistently good.
You guys were at the
so
game,
far.
But Blummer was talking about the fact that, because everybody knows, Justin Verlander does not want to be talked to on the day he's pitching.
No.
And do not bother him, do not interrupt him, do not talk to him. And Blummer was saying he actually felt weird because in the he and Julia were in the dugout and around the field before the game, and Miley was sitting on the bench. And he was like, Blummer, remember when you and I played together and we sat down on the end of the bench? We were doing this. And Blummer's like, yeah. And he's like, you can talk to me. And he was like, and he's, I guess he said he's got kind of a Louisiana accent too. But he's like, the whole time, he's like, you would have thought that this guy was like, has 4 days rest before he pitches again. And yet it was his game to pitch. And he was talking to Blummer and was almost offended that Blummer wasn't talking more to him. Blummer's like, guy's just a great guy. And that's what you love to hear about. Having a guy on your roster like that.
Yeah, you know what I love to hear about? Saving money, and you can do that if you're traveling. through besthotelrates.com. Look, a lot of us travel. Most of us at least take one or two vacations a year, or you get out of town for a little bit, even if it's a weekend getaway. How are you booking your hotel rooms? Are you getting the best rate? If you're not, or you're not even sure, I suggest you check out besthotelrates.com. They've gone out and what they've done is negotiated rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and then they just pass those discounts on to you. It's super easy to use. You just go to besthotelrates.com, put in your destination, put in the date you want to travel, bada boom, bada bing, bada bang. You've got discounted rates for all the hotels you're probably going to stay at anyways, but why pay more? You don't have to, because you have besthotelrates.com doing the work for you. Save your money. Book through besthotelrates.com. They got top-notch customer service, backs up your reservation, so your stay's safe, it's secure. You don't have to worry about any of that with besthotelrates.com. All you have to worry about is traveling and having fun. It's besthotelrates.com. Start planning your trip today. It's in the name, besthotelrates.com. Hey, guys, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we've got Mike Golic joining the Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. Stay tuned.
ESPN 5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Deep in the final hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the Gal Media Studios in Houston, Texas. And it's our pleasure now to welcome in the man that you hear across the country as part of the Golic and Wingo show. It's Mike Golic. Mike, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Welcome into The Usual Suspects.
Oh, thank you. I always love talking to everybody in Houston, man. My first stop in the NFL world.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because when you were here for Super Bowl, and I was lucky enough to host you guys with some people, and you talked a little bit about that. I think everybody knows you from Mike and Mike days, and obviously working with Trey Wingo now. But people that have been in this city a while realize you were an Oiler, and you were an Oiler when it was a good time to be an Oiler. And I always love you getting the people of Houston a little bit of your memories of when you played here in H-Town.
Oh, I loved it there. But you're right, though. I mean, with the people listening to the show now, they don't even remember me as a player. If they do, it's usually as a Philadelphia Eagle. And some, even younger kids, obviously don't even realize that there was a pro team in Houston for a while, unfortunately, which is a shame. But, man, I loved it there. I absolutely loved Houston. So always look forward to getting back there or talking about it.
Golic, as a football guy, what do you prefer more? Is it playoff time or draft time? Because both of them have their own merits and excitement.
Oh, as a player, playoff time. I mean, get me on the field in the playoffs with a chance to get to the Super Bowl, man. In all honesty, current players on their teams don't really care about the draft much. You know, they're, unless you're kind of a borderline player and your team drafts in the first couple of rounds your position, then you may worry a little bit. But quite honestly, I mean, you know that the team will do their best to try and improve the team, but players aren't, you know, sitting down and waiting to see who their teams draft. You know, they'll see them at, you know, rookie camp or mini camp or whatever. They're not all that crazy about it.
What about as a media member?
Oh, media member. The great thing about the draft is it's for everybody, like you were saying. You know, I mean, it's all the teams are involved. With the playoffs, you obviously just start out with 12 teams and go from there. So as a media member, there's way, way more storylines for us for the draft, because around the draft you have trades and free agency. So from that aspect of the media, I'll definitely take this time of year.
Well, what people like around here is they like to get a national perspective on their local team. And obviously the Texans had that winning streak last season and had some success and then were eliminated quickly by the Colts. What's your overall outlook on the Houston Texans, what you saw and what you expect to see going forward from this team?
I expected better last year, to be honest with you. I had thought they were going to win. I thought they were going to, you know, do better. I thought, you know, be able to go deep. And I still think they have the ability to do that. Obviously, they need to tinker here and there, no doubt about it. I thought, you know, the big worry was J.J. Watt and how he was going to come back, you know, from the injuries that he had. And while he started out slow, we saw where he got himself back to. But, you know, to me, there had been high hopes. I'm a big Deshaun Watson fan, big, big Deshaun Watson fan. So, and obviously Hopkins and what he can do as a wide receiver, he's clearly one of the best in the league. So and that's a division where, you know, who's ready to jump up? Are the Colts ready to kind of reassume again now that they know that Andrew Luck is healthy again? Is Jacksonville with that great defense, now they got a quarterback they feel they can trust, will they jump in back again? So I do think it's a pretty wide open division, but wouldn't shock me at all if Houston was on the top of it.
Well, we're not far away from the draft, and we hear, you know, the storylines that are most common about Kyler Murray and what's a surprise that you might suggest to folks to be on the lookout for, that something that may happen in this draft, whether it be a trade or a guy getting drafted a lot earlier or maybe somebody dropping that we really haven't heard a lot about yet?
Well, the interesting thing is I think the best quarterback in the draft is Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State. And a lot of people are talking about him going sixth to the Giants. But if he – it will be interesting because if the Giants decide to go defense with that pick, and then what? Then does Dwayne Haskins start to drop? Denver is kind of that next team that needs a quarterback. And we hear that John Elway really likes Drew Lock, the kid from Missouri. So – you wonder, could Haskins fall further than that? It would be stunning to me because, as I said, I think he's the best quarterback in this draft. Other than that, I mean, you know, it's always around the quarterback. So what you always hear, oh, this team wants to trade back. Well, that's easy to say, but you got to find a dance partner to do that. There's one thing to trade back. There's another thing to find someone that will give you something to move up to that spot. So it's always interesting if you see that unexpected move to get a quarterback, like we saw a couple of years ago with Andy Reid, you know, really jumping up into that first round to get Pat Mahomes, and that worked out. I mean, you know, I like the draft this year because there's so many D linemen. Being a former D lineman, I dig that. But we all know the sexy talk around the draft is about the quarterback.
Well, for sure. And you know what? I wanted to talk a little bit because obviously you guys have been a staple of everybody here at Gal Media and on the air for a long time. And I'm wondering how much fun you're having now with the transition from all the years of Mike and Mike and the fact that you guys will probably end up in the Radio Hall of Fame someday because of all the success you had. But now transitioning to what you and Trey and the differences and what you like about the new format of the show.
Well, I mean, the new format, the one thing about Mike and Mike the last couple of years, you know, it had always been radio and then radio on TV. And the last couple of years, they kind of flip-flopped it to TV on radio, and it got a little more segmented and stuff like that. Listen, I thought we were going to continue on that. I was as shocked as anybody to find out that was ending. That wasn't my call at all. I thought we would keep going. But now doing another show, basically, it's like when I went from Houston to Philadelphia and then Philadelphia to Miami. I'm in the same sport. I'm just on a different team. So you don't really have time to look back and say, oh, man, I want to talk about my time in Houston or in Philly. I'm on my next team. You know, we got to keep playing the game. And I've known Trey Wingo for the early 2000s when I was doing Mike and Mike. Trey was hosting NFL Live, and I was doing that with him. So I've known him. We live in the same town. And then to have my son Mike on the show as well really helps because Trey and I are a couple of middle-aged guys, you know, that every now and then scream, get off my lawn. It's good to have a 29-year-old kind of a hip millennial to kind of keep us cool and give us a different perspective as well. So I think that's been a really, really good dynamic. But I'm really kind of happy we're back to kind of being radio on TV.
I resemble that remark, by the way, so I can appreciate that.
Resemble what remark?
Get off my lawn guy.
Oh, I was going to say, I totally understand. I have to be the hip, cool guy on this show, Mike, so I totally get that. So speaking of the show, I promised a listener that I would ask you this question. So the reviews on the show have been great thus far from our listeners on the station, and they're really enjoying you guys. But somebody had a bone to pick. They said, you know, I tune in. A lot of times they're talking Red Sox. They're talking Yankees. They're not talking Astros. Defend your position. Why? What's up with the lack of Astros talk nationally?
I'm with you there. Quite honestly, if I had my druthers, I'd be talking more Indians because I'm from Cleveland.
Yep.
So, you know, I hope I want my Indians to stick it to you, Astros. So, quite honestly, that's kind of where I sit, you know. But Yankees and Red Sox, you know, being a national show, they're more national teams. But I'm with you. Houston, the Astros don't get the love they deserve. I completely agree with you. And I think those players, and you hear them talk, you know, you kind of use that. Any motivation you can to get that chip on your shoulder. But you're right. But that's kind of how a national show works at times. You know, there are those national teams,
yeah.
You know, like the Yankees, like the Dallas Cowboys, like Notre Dame, you know, where you just say that kind of covers all bases. So I can understand why some people get ticked off a little bit.
You just made some people throw up in their mouth when you said Dallas Cowboys in Houston. Just
oh,
FYI.
I know. Believe me, I know. Listen, I just threw up in my mouth quite often. Remember, most of my career was in Philadelphia, so I hated the Cowboys.
Well, why don't you – I'm a golfer. A lot of people listen to the show and also like to golf. Why don't you fill everybody in that might not be aware of this Wingo Cup that you guys have going on? It's a neat little contest, and people have a chance to not only meet you but play one hell of a golf course.
Yeah, they could care less about meeting me. This is about golfing at Pinehurst. I mean, this is iconic. And so we have a contest through our Twitter page, at Golic and Wingo. You can either tweet, send a picture or a video. The video needs to be 30 seconds or less. Tell us about your best or worst golf bet. And we're going to pick three winners, and each winner gets to bring two people. So that'll be three people, nine people total, and me, Trey, and my son Mike will match up with a threesome, so we have three foursomes to golf. And at Pinehurst, Friday night they have the par three course, the Cradle. Then we have a welcoming party. Saturday, the iconic Pinehurst number 2, we're going to golf. And then that night, there's a new microbrewery there that is making special Golic and Wingo beer.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun. Then we're going to get up Sunday morning, and we're going to play the redesigned Pinehurst number 4. So it's a golfing, you know, Valhalla here of what everybody's going to do. And all you have to do is tweet us, send a picture or a video about your best or worst bet. We take a golf bet. We take care of airfare, meals, transportation. The Carolina Hotel there is unbelievable as well, and you're golfing on just iconic courses. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a ball doing it, and all you have to do is tweet, send a picture, or a video. All the official rules are at ESPNradio.com. You have to make sure you tag Golic and Wingo in there, and also hashtag it Wingo Cup Contest. To make sure you're entered. You get one entry, so make it your best, and you may be coming with us to Pinehurst for some golf, and for me, having a whole lot of swing oil along with that golf.
That's awesome. Hey, before we let you go, real quick, your favorite memory from when you were here in H-Town?
Oh, my God. I think for my wife, it was hanging out at the Galleria Mall,
yeah.
No doubt about it. For me, probably eating at either at all the great restaurants there, Papado's, Papacito's. I liked all those. I don't know what people that live there feel about them, but when I was there for a few years, I really dug eating. I loved the food.
There you go. You know what? And as much as you loved eating back then, congratulations, too, because you're a very fit man these days, as I see that you're getting more into your golf bod than you are your football playing days.
And I've realized why I'm so fit now. It's because my wife buys the groceries, and I'm worth more to her alive right now. So she's still keeping me in shape.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate it. We know you're busy, and people will continue to listen to Golic and Wingo along the way and get into that contest as well.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
There you go, Mike Golic. Right there on the Usual Suspects. Fantastic stuff.
Oh, shoot. I wish he wouldn't have hung up. I wanted to tell Mike about Get Upside. I think he's going to love this app, man. Mike, like most of us, he likes getting cash back. If you do too, check out Get Upside. Completely free to download. There's like no fees to use GetUpside. It's literally you get cash back. That is the whole purpose of the application on your phone. Download it. Put in promo code Barry. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up. I love this app. I'm excited about this app because I'm like, you know, there's been some stuff in the past that have talked about giving you money, but it's been kind of wishy-washy. You're not GetUpside, man. It's straightforward. You fill up, you buy food, you get cash back. You upload a receipt, you're done. I mean, that's like you're getting cash back. It's that easy. All you got to do is pay with a debit or credit card. There's 500 gas stations at least around the city where you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back. You got a company vehicle? Hey, wink, wink. Go tell them you'll fill it up. Use GetUpside. Get that cash back put into your account. You got to buy lunch today. You got to buy dinner tonight. Wendy's, Popeyes, Burger King, up to 35% cash back on your food. Now, I'm no math genius, but if you get 25% back four times in a week, that's a free meal. Do not leave money at the table. Do not leave money at the pump. Download GetUpside. Put in promo code Barry, get that cash back, and thank me later. We thank Mike Golick for joining us. Do not go anywhere. We're back with more show in 60 seconds, ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar. What is done?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. Sure do appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be on this Thursday. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. Having a great time. We just had Mike Golick on the air from Golick and Wingo. If you missed any of that, or if you missed any of the show, don't you worry. All you got to do is go to ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects. You can catch up on anything and everything you missed. And while you're there, you can also download the app. Therefore, take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another second of this or any of the other shows right here on ESPN 97.5. We keep rolling along on the show, last time we had high hopes of having Ice Cube join us.
Yeah.
And then we got separated. You had to go for comedy. We went to Dallas for the fight, and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But another iconic rapper coming to town, and we want to make sure that we mention to the peeps, 25 years of Doggy Style with Snoop Dogg.
What?
Thursday, April the 25th.
That makes me feel so old.
How about that, right?
Yeah.
But that's supposed to be a badass tour, though.
Yeah. I mean, you look at this. So it's April 25th at the Smart Financial in Sugarland, okay? So it's Uncle Snoop's Army and Bobby D presenting the Snoop Dogg and Friends Tour featuring Warren G, G-Funk, and the Dog Pound. It's a pretty good lineup.
That is good.
For more information and to get tickets, it's livenation.com. But check that out. Thursday, April 25th. I believe it's just one show only at the Smart Financial Center in Sugarland. Thursday the 25th, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Very cool. That's exciting.
Let's try and get him on the show.
Last time he was here, House of Blues.
Yep.
I went. Not the most prompt rapper of all time.
Oh, really?
Did he smoke on stage?
Yes. And
that's all that matters.
Everyone in the crowd smoked.
Oh, yeah.
I was higher than a giraffe's ass.
And you didn't smoke.
Huh?
And you didn't smoke.
This was
you
back just... when I didn't smoke. No. This was several years ago, back when I did not partake in the hippie lettuce. Mm. And it affected me. I was like, I was at home. I was like, why am I eating everything? And I was like, oh, because I got a contact high. That's why. Didn't even know it. Yeah, didn't start on at the, you know, right on the... the nose will be nice about it, but it was a badass concert. It was worth the wait. So don't sleep on that, man. Get out there if you can get out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Smart Financial, as we talked about, good intimate venue too. So it should be a good show.
Somebody said, "Are you sure it's Smart Financial?" I thought they didn't let hip hop in that place. What? Who said that?
I did not hear that, but I just read the copy that I was given.
Yeah, I've not heard that at all.
I shouldn't say that, Ron Burgundy, but I do. I did read the copy I was given.
I just read the texts that are in the inbox, verbatim.
Now, last week when I read the copy, it said Golick was going to be on last Thursday, you dumbass, and I read every bit of it.
No, I don't believe
calling myself a dumbass.
Mark sent me a message on Twitter. He said, hey, next time you're in Conroe, let me know. We'll do. By the way, I'll do this now because people from Katy, I don't want them saying, hey, how come you didn't let me know you were in our neck of the woods? This weekend, I've got a show at a place called Vortex in Katy. Not the workout place. Not the workout place. There's a bar in Katy called Vortex, and there's a they're putting on a comedy show. I'll be headlining that show. Starts at 8. It'll be over in time for the Rockets game, so you can come out, catch a comedy show. We're celebrating Jesse Payton's birthday. He's the host and MC and birthday boy. I'll be closing out the show at Vortex. Starts at 8. It's done by 9:30, and that's when the Rockets start. So you can hang out for the comedy show. I'll probably stay and watch the game. It just depends on how good my set was. If it's bad, I'm leaving. But if I have a good set, I'll probably stay, watch the game. We can hang out. So there you go. There's that. And then Mark also wanted to know, hey, when are y'all getting the Usual Suspect shirts?
They keep saying they're working on it.
Oh, yeah, Mark. Nicholas, I need you to do me a favor. At the break, I need you to go down and bring Courtney in here for the show.
Okay.
She's going to do a segment on this show.
You got to call Which everybody.
She's never going to get away.
Throw everybody
under
the bus.
She'll never turn that opportunity down.
She needs to do the final segment with us because we were promised prototypes.
When was the deadline?
April 15th.
Oh, tax day.
Tax day.
Hmm.
And I've seen nothing. So I'd like to get some answers to these questions. And I think that the suspects would also like to get answers to these questions because they're clamoring. They're begging.
We already have an idea for shirt number two.
Yeah, we do. So, by the way, I got to give one more shout out real quick. I want to give a shout out to Riley and the Deer Park Blackhawks. Riley stole home, which is badass. Good for you, Riley. Deer Park Blackhawks right now, undefeated. Game tonight at 6:30. But I wanted to give her a shout out. You don't see people steal home in the pros very often, but Riley's out there just swiping bags left and right like Ricky Henderson. So good job, Riley. Shout out to the Deer Park Blackhawks.
If she's like Ricky Henderson, she'll talk about herself in third person.
She's probably at school like, yeah, Riley stole home this week, y'all. Yeah, Riley's way better than anyone else on this team. So hopefully she does that. Get some swag.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So with all that being said, you know, I don't know. I'm looking at everything that's been going on with the Astros. I wrote the article for Sports Map about is Houston the best sports team, I mean the sports city in the nation. And the only one that I could come up with that's
nothing
better.
Else?
Is, no, seriously, I had writer's block, by the way.
I was going to say, Joel.
Literally, I was supposed to write it Sunday night. I woke up Monday morning at 5:45 in the morning going, I'm going to let Fred down. I got to come up with something.
You might as well have done a Mount Rushmore article.
But the bottom line is, when you look at it and you think about it, the only city that I think is better based on teams and records, Boston. Because you got the Celtics knee-deep in it. You got the Red Sox as the reigning World Series champs, and the Patriots have won the Super Bowl. Other than that, when you look at Houston.
Now, you're leaving out Philly. Phillies are on the rise.
But they're not there
yet.
They got
Bryce Harper. They're having a great season so far.
So far. I went off last year's records.
You got the Flyers. You've got the Sixers.
People were bringing up Dynamo.
And you got the Eagles.
Okay.
Sixers are in the playoffs. They made all those big trades.
But I went
like,
off of last year's records.
So you're got just reigning, doing this on last year.
So you got the reigning World Series champs with the Red Sox. You got the reigning Super Bowl champs with the Patriots. And you've got a Celtics team that made it to this Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Who was the...
With Houston, you've got a division winner in football. You've got a team in the Western Cup. Well, they won the division.
A division winner.
At least you're going to get playoffs.
And they got trounced in the playoffs.
So I really didn't bring this up for you to do this. But at
what?
The same
to have
time,
a discussion about
no,
it?
No, but to like bang
so,
on
them. So you, saying, we can't have a discussion
saying,
about your
I'm
article.
Saying when you look at the teams, why wouldn't you say that a division championship and a berth in the playoffs
because
is
better
Because
you have teams out here winning Super Bowls and playoff games.
I gave Boston their props.
But
I'm saying overall across the board, if all three teams make the playoffs, if one of them makes the Western Cup, one of them wins the World Series 2 years ago and had a run in the playoffs again, and you have the other one that was a hamstring away from winning at least getting to the championship series in the conference finals. I threw it out there for everybody to say who else would you say rivals that? And the only one that I could come up with that was better than that, and I said they were better, was Boston.
I mean, yeah, Boston is better because Super Bowl, World Series, it's to me, it's not even close. But Philly made, I mean, Philly in the World Series, you don't give them credit for that. I realized that the baseball team wasn't good last year. But I mean,
that's why I'm saying combination of all three being playoff teams, all three doing this, that, and the other thing. And that's why, you know, we said we threw out Chicago, New York, and L.A.
Yeah,
because
they did nothing.
And that's fantastic in itself, that you can take all those big cities and just push them aside.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think.
Well, your column this week can rebuttal it.
I'm not writing about that. Okay. I mean, so Cleveland, yeah, that's not going to work. They were division winner last year.
Cavs sucked.
Yeah. Milwaukee didn't really do much last
year.
Well,
you got the Brewers. Packers killed them last year. The Packers killed them because they didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the Packers were awful
last
year.
They killed them. The Brewers had a good playoff run and won the division. And the Bucks obviously made it to a seven-game series in the playoffs. So you could say that they were in the mix, but because of the fact that the Packers crapped the bed, they weren't in there.
Yeah, if you just start with baseball and you Red Sox winning the World Series, Astros winning the division and making a deep run in the playoffs, you're probably right. You start there, and then you start looking at other sports because Chicago didn't do much in football.
Bulls sucked.
Yeah, they didn't do much in basketball. Same thing, Dodgers. I mean, okay, Dodgers won the division, but L.A. teams.
Yeah.
Now, do you take into account how many teams, like the fact that they have two teams in L.A.?
Yeah, because I looked at Mets, Yankees,
Angels.
I looked at Jets, Giants. Neither team was great.
Yeah, that's right? True.
So, and I took hockey out of the equation in soccer because I had some people saying, what about the Dynamo or what about hockey? And I'm like, look, I just used the big three across in baseball, basketball, football.
Okay.
In terms of from viewership and everything else, the revenues of the big three sports, and that's what I went off of.
All right. So, not bad. I feel like Philly should have been in there, but you're right.
If I write that column again next year, I think Philly could very well be in the mix.
What was where did they finish last year?
The Phillies?
No, the Sixers. They were third in the East.
Yeah.
You could make a case
and then
for
they got
Philly.
Bumped.
Yeah, but they third in the East.
Then they got knocked out in the playoffs. But yeah, they were in. You're right.
Well, I mean, Rockets, Astros got knocked out of and the Texans, all three Houston teams.
But they didn't make
the
conference finals like the Rockets did.
Touche.
Or the Celtics did.
Okay.
So, all right, your girl is waving in the production.
Yeah,
window,
she's
so.
Going to come in here. She gave me the Mutombo finger wag. No, this is happening.
There you go.
I need answers. I'm like Inspector Gadget up in this piece.
Barry has questions. Courtney has answers. At least we think. We'll see what happens next. Final segment of the show is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. You don't have to do a darn thing. And as we always do for you, the listeners, the suspects, we always take care of you in many ways. We have giveaways in some way indirectly provided by the woman sitting between us. But also, we give you answers. A lot of times it's sports related. Other times it's just questions that are very pertinent amongst the suspects, Barry.
I think it's like we do our part on this show and at this station to do the promotions and, you know, a lot of free reads. And all we really want in return is a little bit of respect and a T-shirt.
So good too.
Now, I know that the respect thing is off the table. It's not in our contract. But the shirts were promised.
They were.
And I'm going to show you, since we just brought it up, there's a text from Mandy. Go ahead and read what that says. I'll let you read Mandy's text. Go ahead and read that.
Mandy?
Yeah, just read that
text.
Don't
you dare.
Oh, right there. Read that. She promised by the 15th. Only thing she should say is, here is the shirt.
Yeah. Heart. Mandy basically said you promised the shirts would be out.
Okay. So,
and that the only response to where is the shirts is, here is your shirt. Where's the shirts?
Okay. So the shirts are in progress.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. That's we've not
got
good.
We've got pricing. We've okay. talked to our shirt rep and we've got prices. We're doing a trade deal.
Okay.
We need to finalize colors. Okay. The sales team is literally working day and night to sell the sponsorship for y'all.
Okay.
Like, we're not working tomorrow, but they are.
Y'all aren't working tomorrow?
No, we're not. Good Friday. Like, the sales team is working to sell those shirts just for y'all.
Okay.
So that we
just can tomorrow.
Order. Yes.
So for 24 hours, now, they're on the clock. They only have one day to sell the shirts.
Todd is here.
No, all day and tomorrow.
Oh. Todd, you had promised that March the shirts would be available. And then when Courtney showed up.
Barry, let's be specific. We were told at the holiday party, the Christmas party.
Yeah.
By the time the weight loss challenge ends.
Yeah.
You'll have your shirts.
Now, and Todd, I'm not going to put your business out there.
I have business?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're working tomorrow.
You had business and a drink. But you'd still promised by the weight loss challenge. The people want to know. So she read Mandy's tweet. I'll read you. You guys.
Yeah, by the 2020 weight loss challenge, we're going to knock that thing out.
This is why I hate dealing with smart people.
And then Courtney said by tax day. You
yes.
guys would have a shirt.
Well, she
we
said.
We filed an extension to October.
You don't get an extension.
This is how this works. We're no. in business.
But are you aware of how the extensions work with taxes? Because you still have interest. To pay.
So now, yeah, you have interest. So right what that away. Means is in October, we should get a Usual Suspects t-shirt and hoodie if you want to do that. Because that's the interest.
Or a second design.
Todd's like, damn it.
Maybe a bandana.
Or a second design.
You're not hoodie interest worthy.
How about Usual Suspects earplugs so they don't, have, right. to, don't have to hear the foolishness, right?
Did I hear earlier Suspect Squad? I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's what I said. That would Suspect be Squad. That would be shirt number two.
Yeah, we're already
shirt.
Yeah, we're yeah. already in version two. You guys haven't even. Where's the proof? That's what I want
to
see.
We're hoping that there is a catalog to choose from with different.
There
apparel.
Are renderings. Okay, we've got a lot of graphic thing. Design artists on this thing.
Get what you get.
Wait a minute! No,
we did that work for you.
We
too.
Had
we came
a
up
deal.
With the design front and back.
All
we
of
had
this
it all.
Was laid out.
Yeah.
Courtney's like, you get what you get. Like, we had a deal.
Courtney, like, the
go
good
back
thing
on
is,
it.
Is you got a tan this weekend because oh you're God. Turning red otherwise, and it's blending better because you have a tan.
And we've got to stop real quick before we go further with the shaming and say congratulations.
Yes, very much
you
so.
Are engaged.
You.
You're going to be getting married.
I am, yes.
When is the date?
January 25th.
Hopefully you'll have a shirt to wear by then
well.
That says Usual Suspects
Reception
on it.
Reception shirt.
I'm going to drive to Walmart, pick up some Hanes
oh,
and a Sharpie.
Oh, party favors. I can pass them out.
I like this idea.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing thanks a wedding party better than a Usual Suspects yes. t-shirt in a gift bag.
What's the theme of your wedding? What up, H-Town? That's yeah. the theme of the wedding. Well, Todd, we thank you for the many fantastic things you do here. Not getting shirts excluded. But everything else, we love you here and keep doing what you
Thank
do.
You,
Courtney.
Todd.
You're welcome.
I really feel like you were, this was supposed to, I feel like we're getting, now, like, I haven't seen the proof though. That's the, I want to see
emails.
It.
I have emails. I have, like, we have a red and a black so far.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Okay. That's,
let
the
me,
blue
let me
though,
throw this
isn't
out
the
to
Usual
too.
Suspects logo blue?
It has oh, blue in it. It.
Yeah.
No.
But it has white. You can have a white background like, and blue lettering. And the
Wait,
but here,
a
let
logo?
Me throw this out. And this would you could impress Todd here too. All you have to say good. Is, if any of you listeners out there want to sponsor the shirts or get them so that they are in production faster, you can reach out to Courtney at
Courtney.Bell@GalMedia.com.
Yay!
And you can help the process speed up a little bit.
This is so sad.
It is.
This is sad that the marketing director goes, "Wait, y'all have a logo?"
So those ideas we gave you the last time about front and back and the shirt and the whole thing, where's that at?
All up here.
Uh-huh.
All up here.
So if it's up there, it's accessible,
times.
Right?
Yes.
What was the idea?
The mugshots.
Oh,
okay.
Look at that.
All right. On the front or the back?
The front and then what up H-Star on the back.
All right.
Look at that.
This is good times.
That file cabinet is still opening sometimes.
It sure is.
Very
so,
good.
So did Fred and AJ congratulate you on getting married on their show?
Somewhat.
What does that mean?
Yeah, somewhat. What do you mean,
what
somewhat?
Mean?
What did they say?
They're just so happy for me.
Liar.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's what you said off mic. I feel like you told us
something
different.
When we were in the break, I feel like you had a 180-degree different answer.
I think they're secretly upset.
Are they?
Why?
Yeah.
This is radio, you know.
I know. They're probably secretly upset because they want me to be their future ex-wives.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the creepiness when you work with Fred and AJ? How creepy are they?
Oh, not at all.
All right. Now you're negative. Just lying. You are absolutely.
I have to make up for that comment that I just said.
You do?
Yeah. Others in the building just voted 10.
Who's creepier, Fred or Joel?
Oh, I love Joel.
See?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just cut her off.
Thank you.
End this right now. So
Thank
the
you.
Answer, though,
Who's
is
creepier,
Fred.
Barry or AJ?
AJ.
I love Barry. Mm.
Oh, so, please, I'm out of here.
Barry is my favorite.
Yes, our show should be your favorite.
You just said Joel was your favorite.
No.
My God, you should run for office.
I winked at you, though, when I said that.
She did. Oh,
now, I'm
best.
Forgetting this is radio.
this is the best. Well, we've established it. Congratulations
on
getting married. We've established there are shirts that are in the works, and we've established that Fred and AJ are the creepiest guys in radio. You've done your job.
No, she came from
610. Thank you so much.
She came from 610, Barry. Yeah, she knows creepy
radio. Rich Lord is the creepiest guy in radio, isn't he?
He's so sweet.
What?
Fred and AJ tried to make me say that, and I wouldn't.
Well, that he was creepy?
Yeah.
Well, somebody texted the show and said, if you guys, Granado does a TV show with Paul Gallant from 610.
Does, yeah.
And if we could pick somebody, who would we pick from 610 to do a TV show with? And I don't know. I mean, do you have anybody in mind, Joel, that you would work with?
I have several friends over there.
Who would you do yours with?
I think I'd probably take Seth.
You go with Seth
Payne.
Yep. Oh, that would be a good show. I think I would go Rich Lord, actually.
You want to go rolling on 20s in H-Town?
No, I would choose Rich because I feel like he would make me look really good. Like, I would...
God.
I would shine. You know what I mean? Like, they would be like, that guy right there. I don't know about that guy. He looks smart. He looks hot compared to the other guy. It's TV, so I need someone to make me look good. Literally and physically. So, I'd go Rich Lord.
Who'd
I'd shine.
With?
Yeah, who would you work with over there? One person.
Oh, I love Mike Meltzer.
Mike Meltzer.
Yes.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yes, because I feel like we'd balance each other out. I'm like kind of crazy and off the wall, and he's very like subtle and
fair.
Smart. Super smart.
Is he smart?
We'd balance each other out.
I thought you were going to say stuff
He'll be
like,
a lawyer.
I know.
Huh?
He's finishing up law school. He's going to be a lawyer.
Is he quitting radio?
I don't know.
Probably not.
By choice?
Oh, I've seen the books. They quit a long time ago.
Wow.
Hey, and on that note, we've had a heck of a time on a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. We have a day left in the week. You do, too. Why not make us a part of your Good Friday? Whatever you're doing, if you're off, if our sales team is actually working and they're trying to get sponsors for our shirts.
Speaking of that, are we here? We're working tomorrow, right?
Yes.
But everybody else is off.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We're selling
just wanted to point that
We're
out.
Selling every single minute of
yes,
every day.
Yes, we are.
The Todd Farquharson rule is sell.
Wait, is this a company holiday? Tomorrow?
You don't read your emails. You wouldn't know.
Comp day, baby.
Yes.
Hey, guess what? Before we get out of here and we join you again tomorrow on a Good Friday on The Usual Suspects, I do want to tell you about my good friends at iHeart Carpet Cleaning. They're new sponsors of the show, and I'm telling you, they know exactly what they're talking about. You have high traffic areas, foot traffic in your house. It could be tile. It could be the grout looks a little bit dirty. It could be the carpet just looks filthy. Well, the best thing you can do right now is you can get in touch with iHeart Carpet Cleaning. They get dirty, especially if you have pets and kids like me. I'm telling you, it's iHeart Carpet Cleaning. Owner Danny Montiel and his staff is going to have your carpets, flooring, tile, grout all looking like new. They don't use harsh chemicals. They use natural steam that's safe for your flooring and your family. As an ESPN listener, you get three rooms cleaned for just $97.50. See what we did there? $97.5 and $97.50. $97.50 gets you three rooms cleaned, and all you got to do is pick up the phone. 832-926-8049. 832-926-8049. Danny will probably be on the other end of that phone, and he will line up and get you set up for iHeart Carpet Cleaning. They'll come out. They'll do a small portion of your carpet or your tile, show you how good they can do, and then you can go from there because you will not be disappointed. And I'm telling you, they do fantastic work. Check them out. iHeart Carpet Cleaning, 832-926-8049. Stay tuned. The Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes.
Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.